Recollections at 30. NBC, celebrating its 30th year of broadcasting, invites you to memorable moments of radio's earlier days. In this special series of broadcasts, you'll reminisce among NBC's vast and historic library of sound. You'll hear the stars, the songs, the great moments in sports and special events that have highlighted these 30 years of NBC network broadcasting. And here, guiding our recollections at 30, is Ed Herlihy.
Good evening, everyone. It's nice to be with you again as we begin this new year of 1957. But the end of a year or the beginning of a new year is also the time for looking back, for recalling the past. And I've been recalling the past very pleasantly in the NBC Library of Sound, where we keep our souvenirs of 30 years of broadcasting. So we're going to fill a few requests tonight as we scatter some stardust along memory lane. I think we'll call this Ladies' Night, since all of tonight's excerpts are by feminine stars, including an early performance by Martha Ray. Ethel Merman recently opened in a new hit show on Broadway, Happy Hunting. This is Ethel's 12th big hit since she first appeared on Broadway in Girl Crazy way back in 1930. Oh, my, how those years slipped by. But it's certainly wonderful to realize that after all that time, she is still at the peak of her career right now. It was back in 1938 that she made a radio guest appearance, and she gave us this song which she had introduced in As Thousands Cheer.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising, she certainly can, yam, yam. She started the heat wave by letting her feet wave, and in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can, yam, yam. Gee, her anatomy made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, so we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that, the thermometer proves that she certainly can, yam, yam, to-ho.
Was the voice of Ethel Merman, immortalized on wax some 19 years ago. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce a performance featuring none other than Judith Toovin. Right now, she is starring in a smash Broadway hit, The Bells Are Ringing. Perhaps you know her better as Judy Holliday. But 17 years ago, she and some other young would-be performers formed a group called The Reviewers. They worked for almost nothing at all in a small cellar nightclub in Greenwich Village. Adolph Green and Betty Comden, who wrote Judy's current Broadway success, were also members of the Reviewers. Now, here's a song sketch that they did on NBC back in those days when Judy Holliday was known as Judith Toovin. It's a takeoff on the housewife who was harassed by the door-to-door salesman. This was long before she starred as the not-so-dumb blonde in Born Yesterday. But I think you'll recognize some of those voice characteristics in this number.
Oh, what a lovely day. I'm happy in my little four-room flat. Two bedrooms, parlor, bath, and kitchenette. My husband works with vigor, vim, and will. To state it plainly, he's just my bill. You never find the dust in corners heaping. I learned to clean my house through good housekeeping. The woman's home companion's word I take in making cakes like mother used to bake. The Parents magazine made me a mother, so perfect that my children want no other. And when my daily chores are at an end, the Saturday Evening Post is my best friend. Oh, who could be much happier than me? Oh, simple life of sweet tranquility. Oh, a shot!
Good day, madam. Did you see a rhinoceros head this way?
A rhinoceros?
Yes, I represent Beau Brummel magazine, the magazine for gentlemen. And I'm getting a little hunting done along with my subscription selling. I bagged 20 subscribers today. You're to be the 21st. Sign here.
Well, I really don't want it.
Beau Brummel is the magazine for men. Men who dare anything as long as they're dressed correctly for the occasion. Note the correct hunting outfit. Black silk African helmet, ascot tie, kilt, and a bathing suit.
Oh.
But enough about me. Your husband, does he combine checks with stripes?
Yes.
Do his suspenders sag?
Yes.
Can he distinguish between Clicquot Champagne 1905 and Hepsi Cola 1940?
No.
He can't. Madam, your husband is doomed.
Doomed?
Yes, doomed. The only thing that can save him is a subscription to Beau Brummel.
Oh, I'll sign.
Thank you. There's that rhinoceros again. Good day.
Darling!
Oh, come in.
My dear, Sneer magazine is here. My, aren't you dowdy? I represent Sneer, the fashion magazine. Sneer will show you how to dress, where to buy it, how to wear it, and it's not expensive. All you need is some scraps of old material, a pair of scissors, and Sneer, and $100,000. Sign here, you frump.
But I don't need it. I'm...
My dear, you must let yourself go. Buy yours and yours of pink veiling and wrap your husband up in it. Now, let's get to work on you at once. Why, look at you. That dress, it's much too long. Now, pin these cabbage leaves in at the waist and remove the neckline entirely. Oh, that looks marvelous. Now, green lipstick and a heavily veiled saucepan on your head. Oh, how very, very chic. And your home, look at it. Why, those chairs, they look as though you could actually sit in them.
Oh.
And that drowsy old chandelier.
I'll sign.
Thank you, my dear. And after you've read Sneer for a while, you won't know yourself. You won't want to.
Oh, I hope that's the last one. I'm happy in my little four-room flat. Two bedrooms, parlor, bath, and kitchenette, what there is left of. Oh, who could be much happier than me? Hmm. Oh, simple life of sweet tranquility.
That was Judith Tubim with the reviewers, long before she saw her name in lights as Judy Holliday. Back in the 1930s, most popular singing stars reached stardom as vocalists with popular dance bands. Bing Crosby sang with Paul Whiteman's orchestra, Frank Sinatra with Tommy Dorsey, Perry Como with Ted Weems. B. Wayne, who became one of the favorites of the late 1930s, was featured with Larry Clinton's band. Let's recall one of the hits as B presented it.
Thank you. my reverie, I can see that this love was meant to be. Only a poor fool, never schooled in the whirlpool of romance, could be so cruel as you are to me. My dreams are as worthless as tin to me. Without you, life will never begin to be. So love me as I love you in my reverie. Make my dream a reality. Let dispense with formality. Come to me in my reverie.
That was B. Wayne back in 1938, featured with Larry Clinton's band. A pleasant memory indeed. With all of the energy she uses in every performance, it's hard to believe that roisterous Martha Ray has been knocking herself and the customers out for more than 20 years. But way back in 1936, she was an established star. So let's turn time backward in its flight and listen to Martha Ray with Cary Grant.
Hey, you big he-man. Will you do me a favor?
Certainly, Martha. What is it?
If I can hold it still enough to read it. Well, you won't think I'm too fresh, will you?
No.
Well, will you put me in the mood for my next song? Oh, she will.
Well, what can I do?
Well, listen, I've seen you in pictures. You've made love to Mae West and Jean Harlow. What have they got on me? Come on, kid, put me in the mood, but quick-like, you know.
What'll I do?
Well, put your arms around me. Oh, boy. Yeah, man. And hold me tight.
How is this okay?
Yeah, but I forgot the line.
Yeah.
Oh, can I sing a love song now? Oh, that's a titty, that's a world. You came to my rescue. I was lonely and I was frantic. Carrie, woo! You came to my rescue. I was so romantic. I saw you and adored you. And I began to live. You came to my rescue. Ah, the monkey wrapped his tail around the flagpole.
Was Martha Ray and Cary Grant, A Recollection of 1936. A few days ago, I was going through the letters and cards that some of you have been nice enough to write, and there was one personality who was referred to with particular affection, Grace Moore. At the peak of her success in 1947, she died in an airplane crash. But we still have her beautiful voice to treasure, and the song that she made her very own.
Oh,
Grace Moore with a song that will always recall a radiant spirit of our time. A girl named Judy Canova became one of the most popular of radio stars some years ago. With her own brand of hillbilly humor, she gave us lots of laughs. I wonder how many of you remember when she was doing an act with her brother Zeke and her sister Annie. Well, this is how they sounded when they went to work on the St. Louis Blues.
I hate to see that evening sun go down.
That was Judy Canova in the days when she was still doing a comedy musical act with brother Zeke and sister Annie. It's been some time since we've heard much about Kay Kaiser, a Carolina boy who became famous along with his orchestra on a radio program called the College of Musical Knowledge, originating first at the Black Hawk Restaurant in Chicago. Well, one of the reasons we like Kay's music so much was because of his beautiful singing star, Ginny Sims. So let's go back to those late 1930s. When Ginny Sims was holding the whole nation spellbound with songs like this. Time to put our souvenirs away as we bring another session of Recollections to a close. Remember that we'd like to comply with your requests. Just write to me, Ed Herlihy, NBC, New York City, New York. Next week, I'm going to play for you the first radio appearance of Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou. I hope you'll join me next week for more radio Recollections
from the NBC Library of Sound. Ed Herlihy has been your host on Recollections at 30. Next week at this time, there'll be another in this special series commemorating NBC's 30th year of broadcasting. This is Fred Collins, hoping you'll be able to join us then for more of the great stars and great moments of the past. Recollections at 30 is directed by Bob Mauer.
Science fiction fans, hear another gripping drama of the future tonight on X-1.